This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 49, the four ways to get backlinks. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. Before we talk about the four ways to get backlinks, I want to say, if you've emailed me in the last month, and I haven't replied, please email me again. I had a little bit of a concern with my email client. I think it's fixed. If you've emailed me and I have not emailed you back, please email me again. Same thing if you sent me Reddit chat. I feel like I try to respond to everybody, but sometimes they don't get responses. So I don't know. If you've emailed me or sent me Reddit chat and I have not responded, please send it again. Speaking of Reddit, if you like this podcast, you can join the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, which is r/GrumpySEOGuy. We talk about the podcast and we talk about SEO. On the topic of emailing me, my email address is hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please whitelist my email address because sometimes references to backlinks and SEO will categorize an email as junk. And even though I'm responding to you, it's going into your junk folder because I use the word SEO or backlinks. So please whitelist my email address or check your junk folder. Another thing, Grumpy SEO Guy is free, but if you really want to support the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. But don't spend any money on the podcast that you need to buy expired domains or whatever else you're doing. But if you want to support it because it's the most useful SEO podcast on the planet, feel free to do so. That's how you can do so. patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. Before we actually get into the four ways to build backlinks, I want to read some emails that I've gotten from people because these were great and they made me feel awesome. So let's get started. I'm going to tell you about an email I got. I was so happy about this email. Look, I make this podcast to explain how SEO actually works because there's so much bad information out there and most of what you see and read or listen to or however you consume it is wrong, okay? Especially if they're talking about content as king, it's pretty much all wrong. Here's an email that I got. Good evening, Grumpy SEO Guy. I've probably listened to 20 or 30 podcasts by so-called SEO professionals and have watched virtually every piece of YouTube content from the SEO gurus, in quotes. None of them has published content as relevant, important, straightforward, and brutally honest as yours. Consider me a fan. I feel like I'm entirely relearning SEO after years of digesting absolute nonsense and garbage. Like, what a nice email. And that's why I decided to create this podcast. Now, I did ask this person, can I use your email in a podcast? And they said, yes. I'm not going to like give you their name or anything. There'd be no reason to do that anyway. But I was laughing when I got this email because I'm just like absolute nonsense. I'm like, that's how I describe it. Anyways, thank you, emailer. You know who you are. Okay, let's do another one. Here's another email that I got from somebody. Hello. I hope this message finds you well. I recently had the opportunity to listen to your podcast, Grumpy SEO Guy, and I've found it incredibly valuable. So far, I've listened from episodes 1 to 13. Your straightforward approach, cutting through the SEO clutter, is something I found really useful and that I appreciate. Thank you. I'm so happy when I get these emails. It's fun. Like, I really do attempt to make a good quality podcast that is like actually helpful for people. And so when people seem to appreciate it, it makes me feel good. So thanks, guys. Now, let's get on with the podcast that you were all waiting for. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because people always ask, how do I get backlinks? How do I get backlinks? They're like, I know that we need backlinks. And you're right, you do. They're like, where do we get backlinks? I'm going to answer that question today. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. There are four ways to get backlinks, okay? And I'm going to give this list. I'm going to tell you what they are. Don't worry. And somebody's going to say, well, what about such and such? Look, pretty much any other method of getting backlinks could go into one of these four categories, okay? So, okay, in no particular order, let's get started. The first way to get backlinks is wait and let people find your website and link to you. This is how you're supposed to do SEO, okay? If you get your SEO instruction from mainstream sources, they're going to tell you, write good content, and then people will find your good content, and they will link to you because it is good content. Now, waiting is awesome unless you don't rank for anything. Look, if you're on page one of the search engines, people will probably find your content and they will probably link to you. But what if you're not on page one? What if you just made a website and you're not on page one or the second page or the next page or the next page? And maybe you're not in the top anything. Are people just going to find your content and link to you? Of course they're not, because you don't rank for anything. And people that are familiar with Grumpy SEO Guy know the reason is because you have no authority and you need authority to rank. So if you just made a website, you don't have any authority, you don't rank for anything, people are not going to find it, and they're not going to link to you. So waiting for people to find your website and link to you is a phenomenal idea, provided you already rank. But if you don't, it's a terrible idea. And the only other thing I'm going to say about that is this. You should know this by now, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Writing content does not make authority. Authority is given through backlinks from other websites. Creating content will not make authority. It doesn't work that way. So good content, bad content, as you know from previous episodes, doesn't matter at all. The only thing that matters is how much authority you have. I mean, that's a generalization. It's not the only thing that matters is how much authority you have, but it's essentially the only thing that matters is how much authority you have. So content doesn't create authority. Therefore, content will not make you rank unless you have like no competition. And by the way, there is a group of people who like to talk about how they rank and they never build backlinks and therefore I must be wrong. None of these people have ever provided proof, ever. All I want to see is a website that doesn't have any backlinks that ranks for something marginally competitive. Tons of people have said, Grumpy SEO Guy, you're wrong. I don't build backlinks and I rank for competitive terms. And then I say, oh, that's very interesting. Would you show me one of these websites? Radio silence. Of course, because there are no websites, I can't say that. With very few exceptions, there are no websites that rank that don't have authority, okay? And of course, let's just go over the exceptions to this really quickly. Exception number one, no competition. If you have no competition, you can rank for your keywords with no backlinks because you have no competition. So let's say there's only a website on the entire internet that's relevant for some keyword, right? Because there's no competition because nobody has ever tried to go after this keyword, okay? And it's your website. Of course you're going to rank. Of course you're going to rank. That doesn't count. Okay, that's like if you're in a competition, but you're the only competitor and you win, of course you won. of course you won. Like, anyway... whatever. I don't know. Anyways, by the way, not that there's anything wrong with like being in a competition where there's actually no competitors, okay? But SEO is a competition, okay? So and the way to win is by being at the top of the search engines. So I'm not saying everything needs to be a competition, but SEO definitely could get thought of as a competition. So if you don't have any competition, of course you win. Like, obviously, if there's one website on the entire internet for your keywords and it's yours, of course you're going to rank. That doesn't mean you ranked without backlinks. I mean, I guess technically it does, but that's not what anybody's talking about when they say you need backlinks to rank or you don't need backlinks to rank, or whatever. Okay, example number two, because I've literally never seen a website that ranks without backlinks unless it falls into one of these categories. The first category is the one that we just talked about. The second category is if your website already has loads of authority, you don't need to build backlinks to every single page. You want to know why Amazon doesn't have to build backlinks to every single page? Because Amazon.com has so much authority that any new page on their site takes some of the authority from the root domain. Okay, so Amazon.com, they take some of that authority and they rank. So that doesn't count because the domain still has tons of authority, okay? Just because you don't build backlinks to a specific page does not mean that you didn't build backlinks to the website. It also doesn't mean that your website doesn't have backlinks. Exception number three, maybe you bought a domain that already has tons of authority and you haven't had to build backlinks to it because it already has tons of authority. It's basically the same as the one we just talked about. And the fourth exception is they're lying. Pretty much anyone who says they're ranking for competitive terms without backlinks is lying or is misinformed about what is actually happening on their website. I'm not going to say that each person that says that is lying, but probably most of them are, and the rest of them are confused about what's actually going on in their domain. I am quite certain that there is a company somewhere that has an SEO department that only writes content and they rank. And those SEO people in their SEO department are not building backlinks, but their domain already has tons of authority, and those SEO people don't understand how it works. So of course, any content they write probably ranks because their domain has tons of authority. But for everybody else, especially those of you with brand new websites, you don't have any authority, so you need backlinks. That's how SEO works. That was pretty off topic. Let's get back onto the topic. So that was the first way to get backlinks. The first way is to make your website and not do anything and let people find it and like it so much that they actually link to you. Works very well if you're ranking already. Does not work at all if you are not already ranking. The second way to get backlinks, buy backlinks from a vendor. I've talked at length on other episodes about how 99% of SEO vendors are scammers. So I don't know that I would recommend this, but if you could specifically evaluate a vendor before buying links from them, it might not be a bad idea. Look, I was a link vendor for a few years before I transitioned into running a full service SEO agency. And if we're being honest, we are still basically a link vendor. We do other stuff, but when we rank our clients, 99% of the time, it's by building backlinks. So there are some that are good, but most of them are scammers. A lot of people have emailed me and said, what about this service? What about that service? I don't know. Look, I don't have time to look into every single service, but what I would do, okay, pay attention. If you are curious about whether or not a specific link vendor is a scammer or not, and scammer might not be the right word. Maybe they're just selling bad quality links. You know, it seems like a scammer is somebody who is purposefully doing it, and the other people might just be uneducated, you know, about how SEO works. Maybe I'm being a little bit too kind here. I guarantee you there are some like intentional scammers out there, but whatever. If you are curious about whether or not a specific person selling backlinks is a scammer or not, I'm just going to say scammer. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. If you're curious, I would apply the things you have learned in the Grumpy SEO Guy compendium of knowledge, and I would apply that to them, and I would ask them questions. And you know what? I'm probably going to do an episode in the future about what specific questions to ask a link vendor, but I'm hesitant to do that episode because scammers could just memorize the answers and then lie to you about what the answers are. So rather than giving you specific questions, I would say understand the process. I have plenty of episodes on this. Understand how it works. I would say understand the formula for link building. Okay, understand all the components that are involved. What are the IPs? Who links to them? Who do they link to? How long have they been around? What is the anchor text? All the things we've talked about. I even have episodes where I speak about this directly. Listen to the difference between good and bad backlinks, part one and part two. Okay, that's episodes 37 and 39. There's so much information in those two episodes that you could use to ask a seller questions about their backlinks and see what kind of answers you get. That's what I would do. I would apply what you have learned and have a conversation with the seller. And by the way, any hesitation from the seller to answer your questions is a scammer, okay? Like 100%. If they're like, oh, well, do you see the thing? Nope, next. Like seriously, next, okay? Anyways, you need to know how this stuff works so that you can have a conversation with them and buy good quality backlinks. That's all I'm saying about that. So, method number two to get backlinks, buy them. Method number three for getting backlinks, guest posting and link outreach. So, I call these the same thing. I know there's a difference, okay? Link outreach is when you contact somebody and you say, hey, you have an article about blah, blah, blah. We have a website about blah, blah, blah. Do you want to give us a link? You don't phrase it that way, but that's what you're doing. Guest posting is when you say, hey, if we write an article for you, will you give us a link at the bottom of the article as payment or whatever for creating content for you? They're the same thing. Even though in one case you're writing an article and the other you're not, they're the same thing because you're using other people's websites to try and get a link to you. And you're reaching out unsolicited to do so, okay? I used to get emails all the time. Oddly enough, like I get emails from time to time, and so does literally anybody who has a website, by the way. And it's in one manner or another just a request for a link outreach or a guest post. Everybody wants links. Everybody wants links. I have other episodes about link outreach and guest posting, including 6 reasons they can be dangerous and you might want to consider not doing them. But I always say they're a bad idea, okay? I always say it's a bad idea because it is very dangerous and it's annoying, okay? And it's inefficient. You might email 100 people and get 2 replies, okay? Like, people are tired of those emails. Can I have a link on your website? Like, dude, you know how many times I've been asked that already today? Like, get out of here. But, I also want to say it can be effective. If you get a good backlink from guest posting and link outreach, it can be effective. I never said it couldn't be effective. I just said there's a lot of ways for it to go wrong and you end up wasting your money. What? Money? Yes. Let's talk about that for a second. Now that people know what an authoritative website is worth, it is relatively normal that if you are accepted for guest posting and link outreach, that you have to pay for it. And by pay for it, I mean pay for it with money, okay? Why? Because if you're not going to pay, someone else is going to, and people pretty much just care about money, so I don't know. But the point is, it can work. And if you have literally no other way of getting a backlink to your site, I would recommend that you do guest posting and link outreach. And I would pay attention to the rules I laid out in episodes 37 and 39. Don't just be getting backlinks from anyone just because they offer you a backlink, okay? Some backlinks are bad, some are worthless. Try to stay away from these kinds of backlinks. But guest posting and link outreach can work. They can work. Look, a link is a link, okay? They can work. Now, somebody is going to be listening to this and saying, Grumpy SEO guy, you said you have to pay for it, but paying for backlinks, that's against the terms of service. It sure is. It's also how the SEO industry works. So if you have a problem with paying for backlinks, maybe don't pay for them. But I just want you to be aware that it's feasible and probable that you're going to have to pay. Oh yeah, sure, we'll do a guest post. The rate is blah, blah, blah. Don't be surprised when somebody says that. Okay, method number four for getting backlinks. Build your own portfolio of authoritative blogs and use those. I'm not really going to talk a lot about that because I literally have a 3-part episode. By the way, this is episode 3, episode 4, and episode 5 that teach you precisely how to do that. Okay. But the super short version is you create your own portfolio of authoritative blogs and use those to link to your website or a client website. That's all there is to it. I mean, that's not all there is to it. Like it's detailed and complicated, but that's how you do it. Instead of having to buy things from people or reach out and do all this guest posting, link outreach, emailing, and all this other stuff where you don't actually know what's happening on their website, you know, all those things, like instead of having to do any of those, you just have authoritative blogs and you use those. But somebody's going to email me and say, how do I get authoritative blogs? You listen to episode 3. That's how you do it. Now, generally speaking, all other methods of backlink acquisition fall into one of those categories, okay? The only other one that I didn't mention was Web 2.0s, and I have a whole episode about that too. You can make Web 2.0 sites for free. They're not as effective as they used to be, but they can still help. But just be aware that it's out there. I guess maybe that's technically its own category. You could call that method number 5 if you wanted. I don't know. But like pretty much anything else, look, people are either finding you and linking to you, okay? Or you're buying backlinks from somebody, okay? Or you're asking somebody for backlinks, which is like guest posting and link outreach. Or you're building your own websites and using those, which is making your own authoritative blog network or group or like whatever you want to call it. By the way, don't call it a network because a network implies that they're all linked together. Don't link your sites together. That's like a terrible idea. And you should listen to episodes 3, 4, and 5 if you want to know why that's a terrible idea. Anyway, that is how you get backlinks. So, it's actually funny. Somebody just posted on my subreddit. By the way, Grumpy SEO Guy has a subreddit. It's awesome. It's r/GrumpySEOGuy. And this person asked, how do I get backlinks? And I said, you know what? In like 2 weeks, there's going to be an episode about this. So, here you go. I hope this is helpful. I was going to make this episode anyway, but I was very content when somebody asked that question because I was going to make this episode anyway, but now I know that somebody wants it. And if somebody asks for it, there's probably more people who want it, but don't ask for it. So that's cool. So to the person that asked that question, I hope this episode was helpful. And to everyone else, I hope this episode was helpful. And now we're done. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy, and I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about why your competition is outranking you, even though you have better content than they do.